Okay. When we last left our heroes, I know it's been a while. I apologize for scheduling a Pesach, which doesn't make sense. We were asking just a question on the Shat Vatarya that comes up. Remember, we pointed out six places in Shas of Tainaf to Kaddish Bekaspa, Kaddish B'Yamayim Kalameimar. What is the difference between Kesef and Bia? And given whatever the Havmin and different in Kesef and Bia, what is the Maskana? And we had mentioned two drachim so far. One is the that there Tosfos also mentions a few places, but Rashi, I think I wrote that Rashi Yevamos, and the Rashbam. So what is the Havamina, which is Tana, the Kaddish, the Kaspa, the Bia, my Ikalameimar, and what is the Matana, which is Shavye Rabbana, the Ilas Zinus. Right, so one derech was in terms of the hefker bezin hefker. Tainach, you can be mafker mamo, but you can't be mafker, but you can't be mafker bia. Right, that was what we called one here, which is Rashi and Yevamos, and the Rashbam, which is Kesef, hefker bezin hefker. But in bia, there is no derech levatel. There's no way to be levatel. So you can't use that for bezin hefker. Okay, I'm not going to review everything we discussed in the Yikin Gemara. And then what was the maskana? excuse me. Of the and we pointed out that the Ramban said this a little differently. Let's put the Ramban in here. The Kesef and Hefker, and the Ramban says, no, it's a Omdina Tnai Yishom Sheyeshlahem Komach, right? The Ramban says it's not that they have to use Hefker, Bezin, and Hefker, but since they could use Hefker, Bezin, and Hefker, it's an Omdina Tnai. What's the Maskana? The main Shi Maskana, Rashi, Rashbam, Ramban is just a omdina of its tnai, that it's al das rabbanan. The Ramban says there's not only its tnai can make a fortune, it's a good guy, and it's tough to the rabbis and the Chasam Sofer. It was more complicated. He wasn't saying it necessarily based on Rashi. Put him here. He had this very radical, almost crazy idea that hefker bezin shaya. Also for Bia, you need Machker is Bia, which Machker is good, which is very radical. That was one derech based on Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, or their mind sort of sticks tonight into Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. The second derech, which we're in the middle of, was the Rabosa Shel Rashi, right? This is the pre-Rashi Masor in Ashkenaz, right? We found that in Pirush Rabbeinu Gershom, inside the Rashi Rashbam, quoted from his Rabbeinu, we found that it's Rabbeinu Gershom, which we assume was not written necessarily by Rabbeinu Gershom, as a matter of fact, almost anything called Rabbeinu Gershom, it's not necessarily personally by Rabbeinu Gershom. Historians assume that anything attributed to Rabbeinu Gershom means Rabbeinu Gershom and his Talmidim, which were the yeshivas in Germany before Rashi. So in Rashi, and maybe the Rambam, right? The Ravid and many others assume that this is the Rambam, and they said very poshut that Kesef is the Rabbanan and Bia is the Oraisa, right? Kesef is Midah Rabbanan, but Bia is Midah Oraisa, this very radical idea. And then we had different ways of explaining it, exactly what they meant, exactly what the Rambam meant. We're not going to chazer that now. What was the maskana? We didn't get to what the maskana was. What was the maskana of Shavir Bonalabi Lasso Bi'ilas Nus?
So what do the Rebosim Shel Rashi say? In all the places, they say the same thing. What's the Maskana? Right? What's the Maskana of Shabri Rabbanan L'Dosu B'Los Nos? This is the most Mechudish way of explaining. I mean, except for the Sanctum. Right? The most Mechudish way of explaining Shabri Rabbanan L'Dosu B'Los Nos is the Rebosim Shel Rashi. What do they say here? Here, they don't say very much, right? But where the Rebosim Shel Rashi quoted, they're quoted in Rashi earlier in Gittin. Okay, we have our Gittins. Let's just current to Lama Gimel and Allah. What does he say? and the Ilas Nuts. We'll start with the Dibrasal Bilas Nuts, the end of the skinny lines of Rashi Lama Gimel and Allah. The Af Ushen Kedusha Minei. The Yechbam Koch Laka. They can take the Kedusha off the B and just make its Nuts. And how do they have power? Sorry, Kedusha Minei Kol Dosu Kedusha Minei Makadosh in the Mon. Kaddish according to them, like Rosh says himself, is that it's a Tanayin his das. Kachan even first called Makom Bilibi. Bilibi means that's not what he learned from his ordain. That wouldn't be called Bilibi. That is his Svara. When they are both Psyche Balti, called the Makadish and Dite Durabana, Makadish, the Kedusha Kesav Durabana, and the Lokse Behedi, and the Marina Kif and Kif, and Stay Afron. Bind the Kabar of Tain the Kosh with Kasm, the Kosh with Bia, the Kosh with Behedi, the Yikash with Isha, the Ola, Maikul, and Maymar, Heach Yachul Lak or Dabra Torah. Umishani, what's the answer for that? How can you be Okra Dabra Torah? Shavi Rabbanan, Livi Laso Bilas Nos. What does this mean? Radically different than everyone else. Everyone else understands, except for Rabbos Rashi, that what does Shavi Rabbanan, Livi Laso Bilas Nos mean? They made this Bia of Bias Nos because of Akim. Right? That's what every other Rishon in the world, and Achron and anyone else, says. Shavi Rabbanan, Livi Ila Zo. Of these six sugyas and shas to be lasnus. But what do the Rosh Rashi say? They say no, they have no power to uproot a kinyan d'oraisa. They only have power to uproot a kinyan d'rabbanan. Remember, they don't have a tanai at all. They don't have a tanai, they don't have a hefker bezin hefker. All they have is d'rabbanan can uproot a d'rabbanan, they can't uproot a d'oraisa. So how can they uproot the biya? The answer is, shavi rabbanan bilos shall call mekadish biya, all kinyan biya becomes biya snus. They uprooted all Kedusha Bia, not this Kedusha Bia. Kedu Amar Hasam, Rav Man get a man Mekadosh Bia. As it says in Kedusha, Rav gave Malka some Mekadosh Bia. Me Daraisi can Mekadosh Bia. And let's assume, according to Rabbi Shlomo Rashi, that maybe at one point in Jewish history, way before the time of the Amoraim, it was common to Mekadosh Bia. Why not? That's just in the Torah. How about before the Rabbanim made Kedusha Kesef? What would they do before the Rabbanim made Kedusha Kesef? Well, a shtarin, they're going to pay a sofer. They're going to find someone who knows how to write. Is there someone who knows how to write everywhere? And then you have to pay and to write. Before the main Kedusha gets to Kedusha Bia. Kedusha Bia is free, right? And requires no preparation. So they did Kedusha Bia. But then the world changed. And they decided, Chacham decided it was pretzah to do Kedusha Bia. Maybe that goes together with me talking Kedusha Kesef, right? Meaning, until they were talking Kedusha Kesef, how's a priestess do Kedusha Bia? Anyone who didn't know how to write and didn't have a scribe hand even do Kedusha Bia. What else is he supposed to do? Once they're about were talking Kedusha Kesef, if someone chooses to do, that's what I'm assuming. Someone chooses, first of all, they don't talk about Shtar, but even before on Shtar, someone chooses to do Kesef instead of Shtar, it's because they don't know how to write and they don't have a scribe. Someone chooses to do Bia instead of Shtar, that's a priestess. Not everyone has a scribe. Someone chooses to do Kedusha Bia instead of Kedusha Kesef. Then what does that look like? It looks like Kritzos. They can't wait to jump into bed. They're jumping. Kedusha Bia is Taka jumping into bed with a stranger, right? I understand it's self-justifying. But it certainly to us it would look like Kritzos, right? In our modern sensibilities, it would look like Kritzos, and that's not just our Victorian prudishness. That's Rav would give Malchus. Two lashonos of the Gemara there, whether he'd always give Malchus and Mekadosh Bia, only in some circumstances, they're assuming like Lashon that he would give Malchus and all Kedusha Bia. Why? So it's Pritzos. Okay. Uchuvas Kashos Yesh Vadar. Rashi has a million Kashos. Number one, he says that a Gzira Shava is also Midaraisa. So, either they hold that it's not really a Gzira Shava, it's just a Asmachta, or for the Rambam, they hold, yes, it's like Daraisa, but we call it Divrei Sofrim. And then he says, after all, don't we give Skila, etc. Narma Rasa? Don't we give you Skila? Doesn't that prove it's Daraisa? Okay, so we answer that also. Oh, that's the interesting question. Become a shiny shabby or bundle of bilos and bilos nuts. Hey, come on, so shabby bilos nuts. How the raisa he? Meaning, what was the kasha? They can't uproot kibush and bilos nuts. Raisa. The answer is they uprooted all kibush and bilos, not just this one. It's a little funny one, right? You can't uproot a kibush and bilos, which is the raisa, in this six places in Shas. The answer is no problem. They uprooted in all places. If they don't have power to uproot in six places in Shas, in unique cases, how do they have power to uproot at the Gamre? That's Rashi's very strong internal question on them. But it's still chal, right? There are a lot of things that Doraisa are chal, but so we'll give you Malchus. So that's the most interesting question, or at least what we haven't dealt with yet, which is, what other Bosa Shol Rashi say that? The Rabosa Shol Rashi say, this is unique. Shavya, l'kol kidushei biyasnus. They name all kidushei biyasnus. And then Rashi says, if you're old Kashua, you have no power to uproot a Doraisa, how do you have power to uproot even more Doraisa? I think the answer is very, very clear. The answer is that you have to, I have to say that Rosh Rashi are very, very meduyik in the sugya. The answer is, the question was that Rosh Rashi, you can't just uproot a Kiddushin d'oraisa. You can't just uproot a Kiddushin d'oraisa. But it's not that the Rabbanan uprooted all Kiddushin bia. They can't uproot a Kiddushin bia once in a decade. They certainly can't uproot all of them. It's not that they uprooted it. They can't uproot it. They can uproot it in their Rabbanan. They can't uproot it in their Raisa. They didn't uproot it. Rather, they named it into a bias nos. And once they named it into a bias nos, it's uprooted in a neva. What do we mean from this? Don't read it as we read it for Rashi. Now it's be a snus. What do you mean now it's be a snus? They were mafkir the kedushin. Now they're mafkir kedushin. You're left with snus. Like the seder hadvar. The way Rashi reads it is they were mafkir the kedushin. What they were mafkir kedushin? Taken ended up being be a snus. There are verbal stress that they made it into snus. Once they made it into snus, it's not that they were mafkir the kedushin. They can't, as Rashi has done it. Oh, but they're not stupid. They also thought of this Kashi Rashi, yes, and then, right? They also realized that they were saying you can't uproot it, but you can uproot even more. Point is, they didn't uproot it. It's not uprooting. But creation of a social reality. And when I say social reality, I mean obviously a social religious reality. A social reality where it's nuts, and then it's mimela not valid. The Rabbani can never uproot Kiddushin Bia. They can't uproot Kiddushin Bia. What can they do? They can create a new reality where it's nuts. They can redefine it as nuts. And once it's defined as nuts, it's mimela not Kiddushin. What do we mean by this? Kiddushin Bia is a funny word. Right, okay. This is quite appropriately. I learned from a Rosewang Shir many years ago, but it's very simple. Kiddushin Bia is a funny word. Why is Kiddushin Bia such a funny word? Because open up the Rambam, and I'm not saying any of this for the Rambam, but open up the Rambam in the beginning of the Tishos and said, before Matan Torah, obviously when someone said before Matan Torah, that's meant to be religiously prejudicial, right? We don't mean before Matan Torah, they were more religious, right? Before Matan Torah, a man would meet a woman and would bring her into his house and sleep with her, and they'd be married. Right? But before Matan Torah, it's not the beginning. Not talking before Matan Torah, Rishayim and Putin, Gemurim. No, before the Torah, even nice civilized people who would get married normally, the way they get married would be jumping into bed with someone. It's a touch. Being given the Torah, I didn't assign to the realm the beginning of Easter of Hilchos. Sorry, this is a bit.
Well, these are basic.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. Yeah, later on, right. So, but after Matan Torah, Rashi tells, no, first we have to do it. Kinyan Bifnei Eid, and only then be.
And we read this Rambam, what does it sound like? Before Matan Torah is more natural, a little more, less civilized. When they slept together, they were married. Oh, Kodesh B'Tohar. Now, after Matan Torah, no, to a formal Kinyan Bifnei Eid, we do a formal process for a commitment first that only this man are we allowed to sleep together because we're very close. And there are three ways to do that formal commitment. Hesef, okay, that's a very formal kind of commitment. Shar is a more formal kind of commitment. But the one thing that's the right side, even when the Rambam was young before he added Shar, you remember, Bia. It's a funny thing. On the one hand, the whole point of Kiddushei Bia is that now we get from on Torah, we do a formal commitment to Adam. Okay, well, see later. Obviously, Edom are, in the next room. We do a formal active commitment, but they aim them to show we have this formal active commitment before we sleep together. And that's why the Rambam says, they want you to be in the right side. Now, of course, they don't sleep together again until we sleep in, because, this is just a formal active commitment. They're not fully married. They're not limited. They're not sleeping together yet. But on the one hand, two strangers who are unbelievers are sleeping together. So Bia is a funny kind of thing. And what do we want to say for the Rabbi Shlomo Rashi? Once upon a time in Jewish history, I don't mean Jewish history of you and me. I mean the Jewish history of Rabbi Shlomo Rashi. But a different Jewish history of me. Once upon a time, there was only Kiddushei Bia. Whether or not the Mishnah will put aside by now, because Shtar is very hard to do. Why nowadays no one can do Shtar? So it's very hard to do. You haven't been in it yet and see how many focus. It's very hard. Okay, once upon a time, the Torah said to Kiddushei Bia. So Kiddushei Bia was an expression of commitment and not an expression of patience. Because instead of just sleeping together at time, they were sleeping together with a formal declaration in front of Aiden, not in front of Aiden, but, with the knowledge of Aiden. The once the Rabbanim came and were attacking Kiddushei Kesef, why were the Rabbanim coming to be attacking Kiddushei Kesef? Look, or because they said that somehow, for whatever reason, I don't have to explain why, nowadays, it seems too pre-suspected to Kiddushei Bia. We need to be very, very clear that you're not just jumping into bed together, that you only sleep together after a formal act of commitment. That we no longer, people lost the message of Kitab Yadim Gan Ka'achat and the word that it's simultaneously self-justifying that you sleep together but as an active commitment, so you're not just stopping doing pritzas. It started to look like pritzas, so they made Kiddushei Kesef to make sure that it doesn't look like pritzas. Point is, once they make Kiddushei Kesef, if you choose to be instead of Kiddushei Kesef, what's the message you're sending? If I choose to be instead of Kesef, when our Rabbanim recommend you Kesef, and I choose to do Bia, what I'm saying is that I want to be more pleased. Why am I doing Bia instead of Kesef? Everyone has Kesef.
It can be Shavar Pruta, right?
Everyone has something worth the Shavar, it's something that's Shavar Pruta. Why am I choosing to be instead of Kesef? When I'm doing Bia Midoraisa, that's Kiddushin. When I'm choosing to do Bia instead of the Kesef the Rabbanan told me to do, now I'm acting in a priestess way. When I'm acting in a priestess way, that's a sphere to Kiddushin. Priestess is the opposite of Kiddushin. Priestess is Mabkiya Kiddushin. I think that's what Rosh Rabbah here is saying. Once they're about to define it as priestess, they don't have to uproot the Kiddushin. Mela priestess is so ser Kiddushin. I think that's the half of Rosh Rabbah. Priestess, theoretically, if someone would do Kiddushin in a way that had neon lights flashing, priestess, that would be off-key of the Kiddushin without any legislative act on the part of the Rabbanan. It would naturally be off-key of Kiddushin, because Kiddushin is the act of the priest, and the priest is the act of the Kiddushin. Kiddushin is the act of the Kairos, so I'm doing it in a way of the Kairos, it's automatically not Kiddushin. And that's relating to saying, once the Rabbanan changed the reality of Jewish life by telling everyone to do Kesef and by whipping them if they would do Kiddushin Bia, now, anyone who does Kiddushei Bia in those circumstances, anyone who does Kiddushei Bia after all normal civilized people do Kesef. And not only that, you are considered a criminal and you're considered a lowlife for doing Kiddushei Bia. Someone says, I know all civilized people do Kiddushei Kesef. and all people who listen to rabbinic advice to Kiddushi Kesset. And I know only low life stupid Kiddushi Bia, and they can see some of the preachers they would. But I'm going to do Kiddushi Bia anyway. That person is saying, I want more preachers. And someone who's doing an act of preachers is making la makia the Kiddushin. I think that's the only way to explain the Rabosa Farash, which is that the getter preachers is memela makia the Kiddushin, not that Rabbanan had the power to uproot Kiddushin. Rather, they had the power to socially engineer things so that anyone who did Kiddushin from now on was acting so preachers that the main one used Mafia the Kiddushin. Because preachers can't be Kiddushin. I think that's what the Rosh Hashanah you're saying.
According to that understanding, there's a basic focus between Rashi and Rav Osef Shel Rashi. If a person is Mekadesh Bebia,
Machlokas, I would just reformulate that. Machlokas, every one of their Rosh Hashanah Rashi, so is Mekadesh Bebia, is it valid or not?
Maybe you can explain Rav Osef Shel Rashi a little less radically in the sense that they said the following, that they said that you shouldn't be Mekadesh Bebia. Rav's statement is one shouldn't be Mekadesh Bebia. And once they Chachamim said one shouldn't be Mekadesh Bebia, the answer to Ravina's kasha is nobody would. It's not a problem because nobody does it because the Chachamim were master. They should be less close. Now it's not that it's a formal canceling of the beila, but it's just that since the Chachamim said not to do it, so people didn't do it. Therefore, you don't have to take it into consideration.
It's
a less radical way of understanding what both of.
I hear what you are saying. That's not how Rashi understood them in Ksubas, because he said they're coming to matter anyone, any Kiddushi Bia without a get. He understood, no, they mamish held their son does Kiddushi Bia, she doesn't need a get. She's still
I understand, like, but yeah. In terms of the Gemara, the Shakla Natalia, the Gemara, right. I think that could work out very well.
Okay, possibly. I'm not sure. I think that's Shana and Rosh Rashi. Okay. In any case, or both Rashi had an obvious problem. I want to give, again, that's not me. This is what I learned from Rosenberg in my youth, but I think it makes sense, that they weren't uprooting. They were merely changing the reality in a way that it was naturally uprooted. And for that, they don't need power. That's just a natural, that is just a natural result. A natural result of the new reality they created is that Kiddushi Bia is no longer valid because it is priests. And priests are associated Kiddushin. That's the key. Priests are associated Kiddushin. And Kiddushi Bia started out very iffy to start with. You know, it's a funny concept, Kiddushi Bia. It rubs us wrong, I must admit, just like it rubs Rabbi, just like I'm in trouble with it. But maybe the answer is that, no, once upon a time, when there's no such thing as Kesef, then it looked very different. Oh, you know, the difference is Goyim just did be a stam to get married. We did be enough as a formal ritual commitment to get married. But once we finish your kesef, then already it's just another form of preachos and preachos mafkiya kedushin. Okay, that's what I think is kind of goes to Rashi, preachos mafkiya kedushin against everyone in the world. They hold kedushin be just not how nowadays. At least, or unless you want to say what Amy said. I'm not sure I love it in the Lush. I'll just point out that if the Rambam holds like Rabosu Shel Rashi, he definitely doesn't interpret Maskela that way. The Rambam writes explicitly, we read this last time, anyone who does any three of these modes of Kiddushin is considered a Kiddushin, and is married for all intents and purposes. Clearly doesn't hold that all Kiddushin be as Moka. So the Rambam in Tinsalomar Disavar Kirabosav Shel Rashi, right? Which remember the right that an ever and Benny I had of the approach assume. The Rambam couldn't read the Maskana this way. They won't have to hold Kiddushi Bia. They're only after this Kiddushi Bia. Ah, but they don't have power to approve the Raisa. So I think for the Rambam, and you know, everyone I've seen, the Rambam doesn't say anything. But the Rambam doesn't bring the Shakamatari down. He's writing the Mishnah Torah, that's renowned Shakamatari. But everyone I've seen in Dasa Rambam says that the Rambam just is off sort of where. Standard we show end up with the notes high in the end. Shabbos is not some special
super svara of nus being by using this tanai to remove the kiddushin.
Like most Rishonim. Okay, that is the second derech in the middle of last line.
The third derech of understanding the difference between Kesef and Bia is that of Tosos in a few places, even though the Tosos, I look in a bracket, the Tosos with Gilmo and Olives, it's very, very hard. You have to go to town, have to look in the back, Marshal, the Marshal, and everyone else, as to exactly what you're trying to say.
But Tosos, the Ritva, Ravina Preskes, the other Rishonim also, some of them bring this up, but I think the Ritva on this Makoro sheet is very explicit in the Shidu Gobera, Shidu Gobetzes deals with it at great length. The says maybe the difference is one of the rich, well, Ritva has two days, but I guess the one he said most time. That in Kiddushe Kesef, if it's not Kiddushin, did something terrible happen?
Yeah.
No. If I give someone money and it's not Kiddushin, maybe it's a present, maybe it's a what? If someone does Kiddushe B and it's not Kiddushin, then what happens?
It's not.
That's the point. As the Ritva says here, says the Ritva in Kiddusha, in Shins Rabbeinu Preskes there, says it even more clearly. What does he say? Again, he's Motzi, he says, some people say, Rosh Rashi, that's crazy. Ela Hachi Pirusha, but this is what it means. Tainat the Dutch Bekaspa, Kilo Rotsu, Chom Kiddusha, Via Kura Kesim, Viva Moshtar. Fine, they can be right. Big problem. Abol Tonich Bibia, Hey, Via Kiwa Chachamim, Umay Yom Shay Viosma. What are they going to do about the Bia? The Avigal Varini Bor Lakhim Nashi used to Avalor to Avain and Kadeshans, even though what do you mean? Just like the Kesef could be nothing, the Shark could be nothing. He mentions the Hefker, but it's not the Hefker isn't Hefker. That's not the point. Why can't, if someone says, there's a Gemara in Kadesh, Arena Bor Lakhim Nashi used to Ava, right? I'm doing Kadesh Bia, I'm Kadesh, my father agrees. And if the father doesn't agree, then they did something not sneistic and tough luck, right? That's life. So why can we say here? No. If I say to a woman, and I sleep with her, fine, if my father says no, then I ended up with my prayer doing this. My father doesn't care. And it's more important for him that I not marry a girl he just approves of than that I avoid znus. But the chachamim, how can the chachamim not care about znus? How can the chachamim not care about the chachamim? They're not a regular guy. How can the chachamim not care about the avayor znus? That is how the Ritva explains. What's the point? The point is that the Ritva has also been impressive there, which I didn't put in the Makor, but it's almost the same very most of the time. And then Tosos in a few places, I'll mention where, he says, Kesef is not an aviva in the spotlu hakidushin. Aviva, if the kidushin is batal, it can be a matana. Even if you say it's a gettel, don't worry. But Hefker takes care of the problem of gettel. We'll see what we'll be about the kidushin right after the kidushin.
No, the kidushin is not right. But subsequent via after the
Kiddushin. You're saying even in Kiddushin Kesef, what about the fact there was another via and another via and another via?
Right? What about the Stam case that was happening many years later? The not the cases, not the weird cases of Yevamos and Bogdasar, you know, 5 minutes later. How about the cases of Nifal again in funny ways? It's not in funny ways, which are 10 years later. What about the subsequent vias? So you either have to say that was part of the question coming from the main part. Well, what about the subsequent BS? But where you have to say no. It's only, we only think the problem to create an Aveira. To create an Aveira Begrama, we're not worried about. It was Kiddushi Kesef, they were Kiyah, the Kiddushi Kesef. And then later they slept. I mean, if Kiddushi Kesef was on Monday at 6 o'clock, and they were Mafkiyah that, and then that made the Bia at Monday at 10 o'clock, and the Bia on Wednesday, and the Bia on et cetera, all snus. That's not a problem because they didn't directly make that via znos, just big rama. They took away the kiddush and made it znos. But if it's kiddush, that's directly making it, not big rama. This via is what they rakia. So they maybe they were only makbid on directly making an avir, not making an avir b'bracha. But they're not. No.
Right, they're not.
If I'm a kid, if I'm a kid, I can pass it on Monday, and then there was be on Tuesday, which now I'm not raising us. But I did the grandma made that existence. That's part of the question. But what about Bia? Bia is, you know, is an Avera. And how could the Chachamim make an Avera?
That's what the Ritva and Rita Prescus, who's not in the course, but he says almost the same thing. And that's also what Tosos says in a, few places. If you look, for example, which Tosos did I put here? Tosos in, yes, Tosos in Basra says, hey, what does he say? Hi, for the left of Avera, Aval, because Vias, come be also Vias Avera. They make an Avera toasting in Subas also says, although the Lashon is very unclear in there, I'm going to go to town and I didn't want to get into it, but Tosa says, there's no Avera. Now, Tosos and the Ritva are coming from two different angles. It's the same stuff, but they're coming from two different angles. What do you mean by two different angles? Is that the Ritva assumes that the mechanism is an umdana of a time. Right? Just how did the Chacham take advantage of this Tanai and power you're giving them to make an Avera? Right? And then the question is, how can Chachamim use this Tanai to create an Avera? For Tosos says this in the context of a new shot at what the mechanism. Right? How many mechanisms do we have so far? We have a mechanism of Hefker and Hefker, a mechanism of Heim Amru Vaheim Amru. And what's Tosa's mechanism that he brings up? What mechanism Tosa bring up that none of the other Shonen like? Yeah, that's this is a cure of Kumbase. Remember, if I married her and the Chomer of Kiyah the Kedushin, they let her marry someone else. Midaraisa, she's married to me, and when she marries someone else, she's doing adultery. They let her marry someone else. They're Rafkiya Dharmanator Bakumbase. The Tosos is the one who always brings up the svara of Yesh Tophiacham Laka Dharmanator Bakumbase. For example, let me just point out where Tosos brings up this this svara, at least in the Tososim that I put here. So for example, the Tosos Yevama says he's mistaken. Whether the reason because of really the Gemara Yevama seems to be masuffic about this. The Gemara Yevama says masuffic from the Oker Dov Natora Bakum Basay. That's siding on days. The Sakulari, whether the reason for Rav Kinhu is because of Mekadesh Shadaki or Bana Mekadesh, because of the Tanai, or because Yesh Tov Yachom Laker Dov Natora. He's masuffic what the real reason is. Why? Because in two of the Sogyas, they don't mention Adaita or Bana Mekadesh. Mm-hmm. Right? And likewise, Tosos in Bava Basra in the beginning says, well, they don't mention here a color of the Kaddish. It must be because Yesh Koch Biyachom Lacher. And he says it might be that some Sugis hold it's because of Yesh Koch Biyachom, and some Sugis hold it's because of the Dyke Rabbanim Kaddish. And then at the end, he says, no, maybe there's two different types of Sugis. Some types of Sugis are based on Yesh Koch Biyachom Lacher, and some types of Sugis are based on Dyke Rabbanim Kaddish. And then in Ksubos, he says, well, there's two deis. According to the Manda Amra, Yesh Tov Yachom Lacher Dibrei Torah, we view it that way. According to the Manda Amra, we view it differently. Tosus all over plays around with these two. If we just ask sort of what's the mechanism, right? What impact on the mechanism? One candidate is Hefker Besdin Hefker. The main candidate, at least the Maskana, is an Omdana of a Tanai. One candidate is, you know, sort of Kidushe Kestef Midra Banan, which is what's called Haim Amru Behaim Amru in
Gemara jargon, if they make it, they can uproot it. And another possibility, yesh koach, yad hachamim, lakor, davar min haTorah. If it would be shaved al pasta, that's a fish. We all know that. Beh, kom ba'aseh, which we mainstream don't postulate, but Tosos in all of Shas, interestingly, Tosos is willing to be a little more radical. This is already philosophical almost. Tosos, all of Shas suggests that maybe we postulate in death at home. Have paralakar, davar min haTorah, kom ba'aseh, at least in some cases.
Because here also, whenever
they Tosos, just to review, does Tosos think it's based on koch yavachom lakadar mina darker a torah b'kum ba'aseh or not? In Ksubos, he says, well, there's 2 days about any bumbles. Depends on which day, which of the days you bumbles your whole life. In he's mesupak in Baba Basra, and Yibam says maybe it's machlokes in different sugyim, whether this is the mechanism. And at the end of the book, Baba Basra says maybe this is the mechanism, and some sugyim found other sugyim. But Tosfos definitely has this for at least some sugyim. So Tosfos says the mechanism is koach b'yad chachamim lakor davar mehatorah. And then what's the question? Now there are two ways to interpret the question. The question is that, but, so it says, but not when it's an avera. What do you mean, but not when it creates an avera? Now, here's a little tricky. Every time they're Oker Dover Minatora, that they're being Mater and Abeva. But okay, we're being Oker Minatora, being Mater and Abeva, being Kamal Hava. But they're not. they're not retroactively creating an Abeva. Can they create an Abeva by a purist Dover Minatora? If they're Oker Kedushin Minatora, can they create an Abeva? So Tosos says that was the question. The question was, I'll read you from some of the Tosos. The question was, give me a second to find the Tosos again. The question was, only when there's no Aveira. But they can only be okay when there's no Aveira, as Tosfos says in Ksubos. But not if there's an Aveira. And the Shidun Gebetze says within Tosfos, says the question isn't just that. It's not right for them to. For them to do an avera, the student could suggest maybe it's just a limitation on their koa. They can be ochre darbin haTorah. It's a limit. They can't be ochre darbin haTorah when it creates an avera. That goes too far. That's sort of what it sounds like, and that's how the Shidduch of Betzos interprets. And that's how the Shidduch of Betzos interprets Tosfos. So here we're not sure of the questions. Maybe the question is, but how can they use their power to create an avera similar to the Ritva? Like maybe more of a moral question, or the question is, they don't have this power. That's what the Shidduch of Betzos says. Shidduch of Betzos in Ksubos, I know it's very, very long, because Dr. Kodesh, the way he reads Tosfos is, they don't have this power. If it creates an avera, they don't have the power to create the Torah to if they're creating an avera. Okay, so the question is here avera, but being for Tosfos who said that the limitation, either it's a compunction or a formal limitation on the kafiyah of the lakdar Torah, which was says it's a personal compunction. I get it. They were telling him our dasa chacham, and we get to decide. But how can we make it a favor? It's pasnish for us to make it a favor. So either it pasnish make it a favor, or maybe even a, she can get sense a limitation of power. You have this radical power, the ochre dover actively from the Torah. There's a limit to it. Not when it makes it a favor. So what is the maskana? What is the maskana of these then? What's the maskana? How would you read the maskana? So how does the Ritva read the maskana? The Ritva reads the maskana. And I admit Tosfos is very unclear how he reads Maskana. The Ritva reads Maskana as, you know what? At first in the Havrin, we thought the Chachamim should be reluctant. We thought it's pasnish. The end of the world. Right? Taco, we thought
how can the rabbi sit there and take a certain mice and turn it into an avera? Isn't that the most terrible thing for them to do? So the way the Ritz reads it, basically denying the question. So the maskana is to deny the question. Now, I don't mean, okay, they should do it all along. But when there's important social needs, such as all these cases of kin, they only did for very important social needs. When there's very important, I mean, social religious needs. When there's a very important need, then it's okay to create an avera, you know, if necessary, obviously not for no reason. In this case, you know, these problems that need a solution are so serious that it's not the end of the world if you create an avera.
But isn't it, if the Chachamim are doing it and had the power to be over and everything, then maybe it's not an avera.
Why not? He did it. He wasn't throwing it out without. With that benefit of matrimony.
But they have the power to do all this.
So?
Didn't he still sleep with her without benefit of matrimony? So what does the Shinu Gubetza say? Well, the Shinu Gubetza brings two tales.
I think you're right, but I think you have to add one point. Says the Shinu Gubetza, b'shem, echad migdolei hachamim or something.
Shinu Gubetza are very hard to plow through in Sukkos, I admit. But they're usually worthwhile. What does he quote here? He quotes here from someone called, if I can find it, and then goes on and on and on. And he says, what about where's the quote? He says here someplace. I don't know why I didn't write it down. The Tiritz, okay, he goes through a whole thing of Kirs Davram in HaTorah. Sorry, give me half a second.
You're talking about the Eastern Tartsy?
No, I forgot the UWL. Yeah, okay. I'm not finding the line I'm looking for. Now, what does Shinu Gubetza say? He says it twice here at the beginning, at the end. He says, let's start from the end of Shinu Gubetza. Says, but if it's an Aveira, how could they make an Aveira? The answer is, Mishani Shav Yerabbanan Lubilos Bilos Nos. What's the important word for him? Rabbanan. Shav Yerabbanan Lubilos Bilos Nos. Pierce Inkan Avera, the Inkan Kiddushin. Shav Yerabbanan Lubilos Bilos Nos. Make her Nami Lovid Avera. Why is it not an Avera? To Rabbanan Shav Yerabbanan Lubilos Nos. Who will attack Kivin? He wasn't making his Bia Bias Nos. The Rabbanan made his Bias Nos. It's not an Avera. He was trying to do a Bias Kiddushin. The Rabbanan made it a Bias Nos. That's not an Aveira. It's not an Aveira if someone else makes my Bia Bias Nus. It's only Aveira if I make my Bia a Bias Nus. As he says, the Shavya, the Rabbanan who the Shavya los Bilos Nus. Who lo lakach kive? The Elo Tzola Daita Ritzon, Das Ritzon Chachamim, Mitzvah Bilo Aveira. He was getting married and wanted to do everything with the Chachamim. That's a mitzvah. The fact that they went back and 10 years later turned into Bias Nus, that's not an Aveira. His kavana was not for that. And likewise, he says a little earlier, he says, give me a second. V'hu ein bo oven asher chata, de'achomam u'deshav yulos bilos nos, v'hu lo chashav klal, u'dechsivna ka'nal perish perish. Rashi, you want to say that after Rashi, where does she best say? De'ach kevan, de'hu lo niskavim nos nos, Ella Chachamim Asu Bi'ilaso Bi'ilas Nus Ein Kan Avera. He didn't have one for his Nus. The Chachamim made a Bi'as Nus. That is not considered an Avera.
and those things jive together. Tzidah, he was 100% fine. And the Rabbanim said, no.
Not an Aveira if the Rabbanim made his nus, he didn't make his nus. So here, you can explain one of two ways. Well, I think there's a right way. You could say, if you wanted to be cheap, you could say, because of all the Shachana Patre, says his Kavanah was to do a good Kiddushin. And against his will and unforeseeable circumstances, the Rabbanah made into Bilas Nus against it. Not against his will, because he was told of Nas Chachamim, or maybe not, if it's Hefker Be'et, it's Yisrael HaChamim. Right? Since the Rabbanah made his Bilas Nus, and he did not intend it, Shachana Patre, it's not the Tzidna Be'era, because someone acted without his knowledge against his will. But I think he means more than that. What's the Isser of Bias Nus? Haka, what's the Isser of Bias Nus? Not so clear what the Isser of Bias Nus is, right? Where did it say not to do Bias Nus in the Torah? So this is not 100% clear, but the Rambam says, right? And Rash seems to go even further in the Chumash table, Yakadish Vishav Losi Yakadesha. Both are talking about Bias Nus. It could be the Isser Bias Nus is, now it's not so clear. Maybe there is an Isser Bias Nus proper. But it could be the Isser Bias Nus is not like a half to shell Isser. It's not like Gilead Rice or Chayvin Lavin. Gilead Rice means like, this woman is Usser to me. There's a fundamental Isser in this Bia because we are not permitted to each other. It's safe for Chayvin Lavin, right? I'm a Kohen, she's a grower, or whatever, I'm a Yisrael, she's a Mamzeres. The fundamental issue is we're not permitted to each other. You couldn't view Bias Nus the same way. If we're not married to each other, then we're fundamentally forbidden to each other. But I think it could be the Sheep of Bias Nus saying, and this teaches you the Sheep of Post all over Shas, that no, that's not the Isser. The Isser Bias Nus is not parallel to Gilead Arias and Chayvin Lavin and Chayvin Yaseh, that these two people are forbidden to each other. I thought these two people are forbidden to each other. They can get married any second they want, right? Rather, it's that you can't do things in a derech of znos. What do you mean, though, yet kaddish l'shei kadesha? It doesn't mean I can't sleep with you because you're not married to me. It means I can't act in a hafgerdik way. That's called a kaddish l'shei kadesha. The answer is not a hafgerdik way. Now, again, not according to a very liberal interpretation. I don't mean it's only us or not to be a prostitute or to go out and like sleep with every person in the world. Even if there's one guy who likes one girl and the girl likes the guy and they decide to live together without benefit of matrimony, that's also a predicament. Correct, but I have proofs that the Rambam would agree what I'm saying, which for some reason everyone ignores, even though they're very enforced Rambams. But the Isser Bias Nus is not an Isser on like the Chet of that Bia. It's an Isser of doing things B'deras Nus. The Isser is doing things B'deras Nus. That's Kodesh Yadesha, to act B'deras Nus. Again, B'deras Nus defined as anyone who is sleeping around Stam for fun. However, if I do it B'deras Kedusha, just as a technical problem that's misgal at a certain point, clearly, technically, it turns out I wasn't married to her. But I did it in a derech of marriage. I did it in a civilized derech, in a proper derech. It just turned out it was a technical problem for you in this case. What if someone does kiddushin, and it turns they do kiddushin in front of only two edim, and it turns out, unbeknownst to them, one of those edim was puzzle. Go figure, right? One of those edim, it turns out, was their long-lost brother. Or not one of his brother, they're on the island of Amaratsin, and the guy from Kedushin invited his brother to be one of the Eidim, and then a rabbi, Yishon, came to town and told him that Kedushin was possible. So did he do not be with the whole time? Maybe not. That's the Shabra. He tried to do it in a Kaddish way. It's just a technical problem that some system came and put upon him that he didn't realize. But I'm claiming that if it's not the Deres Nus, there's no Isser Bias Nus. The Isser Bias Nus is not on the people. The Isser Bias Nus is on the Derech. And maybe that's what the Gemara's answer is. Shavra, it's Nus. He's intending Nus. It's Nus. And it's no Avinra in the first place. That's the only Rakona Patre. It's not an Avinra in the first place. That's Tosos. That would work well for Tosos. Even though he's saying it. Rashi and Shinigrath. But it would work well for Tosos. Why? Because Tosos, in the days of Tosos, what minig do they have that seems to be Osir al-Pi the Gemara? They married boys before bar mitzvah in the days of Tosos. Now, to be father marrying off a girl before bar mitzvah, sure, we don't do that nowadays. That's in the Torah. But marrying off a boy before bar mitzvah is just totally invalid according to the Gemara. So Tosos asks, how can we marry off our boys before bar mitzvah? Isn't that znus? And the answer is that, well, nowadays we have a lot of pressures and it's very hard. And I mean, he was talking about not social pressures, economic pressures. And he says, it's okay because it's done like a marriage. Right? Meaning, when you do it like a marriage, regardless of how lovely technicalities, that's not an isra b'yisnus. Even if it's not a marriage, if it looks like a marriage and smells like a marriage and sounds like a marriage, that's not b'yisnus. Might not be a marriage, but it's not b'yisnus, because nus depends on the direct of what you do, not on the technical status of the people involved. And I think that's Pshat and Shidu Gometz. He's not saying, oh, it's Rabban Pach. I think he's making a finish here, which is that... I think he's making a chiddush here. The chiddush is that the isra b'yisnus depends on the derech you do it, not on the status of the people. So, yeah, they technically made a b'yisnus, but because they technically made a b'yisnus and you were trying to do it in a way of b'yisnus, therefore it's not in the b'yisnus in the first place.
Can you think it one step further? I get that, Mahal. In our future conversation about how you can get dot by beat up our marriage, like the Sugya 48, maybe we can see there's no way for somebody to have, one of the sons, no way for somebody to have, given the personal choice to do myself Bia, there's no way for you to have Bia Znus. It's much more of a social, it's a social outlook, meaning it's how people view what it is that you've done. So the rabbis can change the outlook of the people because they represent, like the sages represent, what it is that the nation views, that via as. But within the act itself, it's the point that somebody, if you don't need das, and there's almost no way to have a BS unless people view it that way. So it's not like you're there.
Okay, it's very similar to what I was saying. You're saying it's not that if you're your personal subject, but it seems like society.
Not for me, because if I do it, there
are okay, fair enough. But I'm going to say a moda that it's interchangeable enough that after, but you know, whatever prints are going to be for one are going to be for the other as well. So maybe that's a big pitch. What is the Yiddish? The get there, enter, bias, bias nos. Yiddish and the get there, the isra, bias nos. I think this definitely would, the Rambam would go even further than this, because everyone thinks we're the Rambam. Whenever people are married, it's a lot. It's before, so it's not true as well as Naira Sula. He says, onus umafate is not a lot of Kadesha. Because Kadesha means he planned to sleep with the man. That's what Kadesha means. But an onus umafate, since she had to be pressured into doing it, that's not considered Kadesha. Obviously, for the Rambam, if even when the girl is pressured, that's not a lot of biasnus. Or probably in a fun, I assume, but at least it's not a, if even when the girl is pressured, it's not a lot. All she came and they think they're married, so. But anyway, we're not getting to that now. Everyone forgets that Rambam Hilchos Nayar
B'Sukkah. I don't have to think that in, what's
that hard?
That's
not me, fair enough. Okay, Rabosai, let us move a little weiter. Let us move a little weiter. Why did I had one other. Miu betosos, what is the,
I mean, the thing of Garrett.
Okay, lo mishane.
They're supposed to speak to automatically to the yes car. I'm not for that.
Yeah. Tosos assumes that a few places. Okay, I just want to point out these are the mainstream drachman in terms of the mechanism, either Tishkof Yakamim, or this is clearly the mainstream mechanism, is the Omdan of Tzai, or Hefker Benson Hefker, or this radical or Bosef Shal Rashi. I have nothing to add to that. I just want to point out that there might be another way to distinguish between Kesef and Bia. There might be another way to distinguish between Kesef and Bia. And if you look in the Lashon of Rashi, there are some Rashis that are a little funny. Like, for example, let's take the Rashi in Daf Lam Gimel and Aleph. What does he say? What does he say himself? He has in mind to do things like the Chacham. They can say this get me drabbana, and they mean it mafki the kedushin. For amr levi mos lafrei matana, the man mos should just be matana. Me lapaku, shari ke kiddush amen asking kiddush. Kaddish bebia, my afkata ikolamim or bahay bia. What the money they can make it to a matana, but how can they mafki the bia? He doesn't. It's funny, Rashi in Yevamos always says hefker is an hefker. He doesn't say hefker is an hefker. The money could be matana, but what can they do with the bia? And the answer: shav yerabon l'hal bia l'mafreya. They get that bia snos afkiu shem kedushim inay biyishlam koach l'kasher kishia matzah. They made into bia snos. It's almost like what's the other option? Money. There's another option called matana. Kedushim. What's the other option? The answer is there's another option called bia snos. That's what Rashi says in that one Gimel. How about Rashi in Ksubos? What does Rashi in Ksubos say? Name gets a booker kedushim also most matana meikar. It's okay the kedushim makes the most matana, but what about kedush bebia? My tail be also. What's going to be with the bia? Like if you read this lashon very right, like what can be with the bia? The Rashi thinks it could be matana. But what to be with the bia? Name to shakri or bana bia snus. V'yeshlam kach laske. It could be a bia snus, right? It's almost like the money has another option. But what's the other option for the bia? The answer is bia snus. That's what Rashi says in Gittin. That's what Rashi says in Ksubas. Rashi in Gittin in Ksubas just says, hey, that the money could be a matana. But what is the other option for the bia? And the if you look in the Shidin Vetzah someplace quotes a Tosos Ben Peretz that we don't have. I hope it's on this sheet somewhere. I know it's been a long time. Vidal Washington Tosos Ben Peretz. Tainat the Kaddish Bekaspa. He's interpreting Rashi. Here's Rashi. What can we be told it on? Like, money can always be matana, but the bia, what else can it be? How can we be told it? What can we attribute the bia to? Money can be matana, but what else could the bia be? And then the answer is always the same. Mashani labia nami yeshlith los business. Okay, but don't say it's hefker isn't hefker. Meaning, he's saying that Rashi, Tosfos and Peretz,
Shidin Vetzes, I don't know.
Tosfos and Peretz is saying, it's not because hefker isn't hefker. Just because, like, money is another option of matana. But what's the other option of bia? Right? That's a funny way of expressing this question. Tosfos and Peretz is very clear. I'll read it to you again. Here's Rashi. Zeh Lashon Tosfos and Peretz Perek HaSholeach. So Tosfos and Peretz and Gittin. Daf Lamed Gimel. But we don't have Tosfos and Peretz and Gittin. So just the Shidun Vetzes did. Zel Loshin Tosfos in Peretz Perek HaSholeach. I'll read it again. Called the Mekadosh Adikar Rabbanim Mekadosh Pirish Rashli Yosei Kedushin Cholim Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Tain of the Kedush Bekaspa the Shaykh Beit to call the Mekadosh Adikar Rabbanim Mekadosh. Shem Yirtzu Lo Yachula Kedush Yekasa Matana. Tain of this Tanai works that it depends on them and they decided not. By Kesef, they wanted to be Matana. Elo Bia Ba Mayis. But what's the other option for Bia? Umishani. I just lost it. The bia nami is los biznos. You can attribute it to znos, just like the money you can make it to atan. The bia you can make it to znos, but aim the partena kadosh chazur of hefker than hefker. Don't say it's hefker bezin hefker, because we don't say hefker bezin hefker here.
He says but Rashi both said hefker bezin hefker. He thought he didn't mean it. That's a shibka bezin thing. What are the tosos we're being parrots today? Tosos are being parrots. Alpi. Rashi, Subos, the Gittin, who just says, what's going to be with the bia? What does he say? He says the Kesef
And ain't no kiddush. But the bia,
it's a funny question. Like, just say it's not kiddush. What's this question? Kesef is another option in the matzvah, but bia, there's nothing else it can be but kedusha. The answer is no, there is something else it can be. It can be zmus. Now, what this Rashi mean here? Now, you could see what Rashi means is he's not saying the words. I mean, he's lying. What he said in Yevamos, he means by kesef he means hefker as in hefker, but by bia there's no hefker as in hefker. Tosfos in Parrots doesn't think. You could say he means like the Ritva. By Kesef, there's no Avira, but by Bia, how can you make an Avira? But that's all adding things to what he says. Right? What does he mean? You could say he means Hepkeres and Hepkeres. You could say he means Avira. But he didn't say these things. Even though he says Hepkeres and Hepkeres, he loves, tells your parents, convinced that's not what he means in Super Singer. So I thought, and
yeah, okay, this is perhaps you can call it a Hepsh. You can choose to agree or disagree with it.
But I thought that maybe what's going on here in the simplest shot of Gemara or in Rashi, again, if we assume he doesn't mean the same thing that he meant in Vamos, or like the Sheet of the Beth said, that he didn't really mean that in Vamos either, that perhaps what we're talking about here is not just that there's a mechanism of Hepkeres and Hepker which happens to apply to money. Meaning, according to the Derech of Rashi and Yevamos, the Rashbam, there's no difference in Kiddush Kesef and Bia, just Hepker and Hepker happens to work for money. According to the Rashi, there's a big difference. One is Rabban, one is Daraisa. Okay, but that, no one agrees with. According to the Ritva, there's no difference. One happens to be not here, one happens to not be not here. It's not a bigger to give someone money for no reason. It's not bigger to sleep with someone for no reason. But maybe there could be, and I don't know how, I don't remember how long we learned Kiddush, but we discussed this, and much greater than then. I'm just going to and summarize the kitzer. Maybe there could be a fundamental difference between Kiddush Kesef and Kiddush Bia. Why might I think there's a fundamental difference in Kiddush Kesef and Kiddush Bia? Obviously, on the surface level, the difference in Kiddush Kesef and Kiddush Bia is which action you do. An action that's seen as Kesef or an action of Bia. And there's a third option also, Shtar. Masin. But the simple level, there are three Masin. But other than that, they're all the same basic idea. But it could be not that way. We see this most prominently in a few, I admit, obscure koros, who seem to say that you need less das for kedusha bia than you need for kesef shtar. You know, which is intuitive to us on a certain level, in that kesef and shtar, right, we discussed the little muslim, the kafkana, not so much that we discussed shir, which is the shonim. Kesef and shtar are very abstract. I give a woman a ring. What does that have to do with being married? Okay, you need to understand it. I give a woman a piece of paper. What does that have to do with being married? You need to understand it. If a man sleeps with a woman, okay, that's more inherently connected to being married, right? But what do we see? I'll just throw in a few makoros. Fascinatingly, the Tosefta Kedushin has a wild formulation. I hope we even have it here. Says the Tosefta in the beginning of Kedushin. Ha'isha nicknames Misholosh Grachim. Okay. The Kesef Ketzad, Nasal Kesef Misholosh Kesef, or Lorev Kedeshle, or Lorev the Intoys of Kedeshes, or Nasnehi Lo Kesef, Na, etc. Ubishar Ketzad, Sarach Lo Mishar Shesh Sharpruta, that would be Kesef. It must be even a star that doesn't have Sharpruta. Ubibia, I apologize.
Didn't this one.
What?
You didn't give it to
the okay, I apologize. I gave the wrong Tosefta. I apologize. Tosefta in the beginning of Kiddushin. What does it say about Bia? It says, Kol b'yishu l'shem Kiddushin m'kudeshes, she'en l'shem Kiddushin enu m'kudeshes. If the Bia is for purpose of Kiddushin, it's valid, if not, not. I mean, it doesn't tell you anything about the Bia. Bia is Bia. Everyone knows. It just says it has to be l'shem Kiddushin. Almost like there's a havamina that Bia m'kudeshes even show l'shem Kiddushin. Very fascinating. Has to tell you that Bia is only Makadib with L'shem Kiddushin. Why might Tosefta have to tell you this? Because of the um, the famous Yerushalmi in Kiddushin. Says Yerushalmi Kiddushin, granted so happening Noach. It says the goy, how do goyim do Kiddushin? Only through Kiddushei Bia. Right? How do we know goyim do Kiddushin through Kiddushei Bia? Before Mount Torah, Hashem says, "Tavim alach v'ibulas baal." Right? V'ibulas baal. All the ulos and v'ein tavim alach rusos. They don't. Milas Israel, Hushin is coming to Knosim. Rilah says only with Kabbalah. Milas Shmuel, Rafilim is coming to Knosim. Shmuel says by Bnei Noach, Bia is Kiddushin even without Kabbalah. Tamar of Yonam Shem Shmuel Zono Menes B'Chalom. Chalom doesn't mean we call a window. Chalom means like a recess chamber. A ball, a shnayim, a rishon, and a nerag, a sheni, nerag, el yadav, and a scar, rishon. And also, Shmuel has this crazy sheep there. You can't imagine living life based on the sheep. But Shmuel has a sheep nonetheless. I guess sometimes it's easier to have radical sheep than Bapadi Noah. They're not actually asking us to run their to run their fundraise. But he has a radical sheep that if a goy went to a prostitute, she'd now a kadeshes him. If a second customer goes to the prostitute, he's five misa for Eishes Esh. Okay, Shmuel has this. Lachor, we don't possibly. I've never heard of anyone possibly Shmuel. Even from Bnei, you know, even theoretically from Bnei Noah, who aren't asking this, I've never heard of anyone possibly that way. But Shmuel has this shuta that Kiddushei Bia, at least for Bnei Noah, can be kona without das. Somebody just have to tell us, no, don't think Kiddushei Bia is kona without das. Only if it's a shame Kiddushin is kona. Without a shame Kiddushin, it's not kona. Fascinating, though. And what do we see? It's not just a hot mina, it's even a maskana according to two shitas. The Yerushalmi and Yevamos, the 14th parak says that who can do Kiddushei Bia but not Kiddushei Kesef? A Chevish. The whole premise of the 14th parak of Yevamos is that a Chevish, his Kiddushin is only Rabbanan. But what does the Yerushalmi say? That's Meshnis, which gets the Kesef. Well, the kids from the Ila, Kiddusha of Maisa, the Gerish of only Kiddushin Kesef is Rabbanan, but a Chevish is doing Kiddushin Bia is Doraisa. So all of a sudden, the Yerushalmi Yevamos holds a Chevish has no das but can do Kiddushin Bia. And there's an alleged Rashi, right? The Shidduch Vesting Subas has these Rashis Madur Kama. Okay. Rashi says Madur Kama. Now, it's hard to know what to make of Rashi Madur Kama, you know. But Lachor, it doesn't mean he was like 5 years old and didn't know what he was talking about. Rashi Madur Kama means that he must have received this Masorah from one of his Rebbeim, and then he decided, no, this is too radical of Pshana, this Pshana and Shas. And as we well know, Rashi got shot better than his Rebbeim in a few places. That's why he's Rashi. So, but what did Rashi write in Madur Kama? He wrote, I'll just read the important line. How can you say that after Bia they're Kona? A Katan can't be Kona Bia. A Katan don't be Bia. Equal Okme, Katan should be Tisha Shanim, should also be a no. And 7 or 8 year old Katan can't do Kiddushei Bia because he's not considered to be capable physically of Bia. But a 9 year old Katan be also Bia. Of a Lakadish Vikesef Rishtar in Lo Yad, but he has no building Lakadish Vikesef or Shtar. The Katani Kana will shame Kiddushei Bia, I mean, Kiddushei Kama Samach. And we assume when he did Bia, he didn't think he was already married when for because of his 9 year old Kiddushei Kesef. No, he intended to be Kona. So what do we see here? We see here that Rashi thinks, no, not Rashi Madur Basra, not Rashi that we know, but Rashi Madur Kama, representing what he thought at first, or representing what he learned from his Rebbeim, thought that a katan, obviously an 8 year old katan can't do Bia, how can Kiddushei Bia, right? It's not a chalos Bia. But a 9 year old katan can do Kiddushei Bia. So what do we see? We already have a lot of non mainstream katans. I mean, Yerushalmi is mainstream, if you're Israeli, right? But the Yerushalmi says, but the Bavli is against it. The Yerushalmi says, a fear to do Kiddushei Bia. Hashtas, the Bavli doesn't explicitly say against it. Is against it. Rashi Madur Kama thinks are coming to do Kiddushei Bia. These are all very, very radical ideas. And now we understand why the Tosefton and Shmuel and Yerushalmi thinks a goy can do Bia, even Kiddushei Bia, even or Suei Bia, even if he has a mind not to, even if he doesn't have a mind. And now we understand why the Tosefton say Kobisha, same Kiddushin. Okay. And Bia, you might think Bia is a natural power, right? If like Shmuel, Bia naturally creates Kiddushin for Bnei Noah. You might think according to Shmuel, Bia naturally creates Kiddushin for Jews. After all, Kesef and Shtar are formal rituals. Bia is not necessarily formal ritual. Bia is kiddushin. What does it mean to be married? Married means that you sleep together. That's what married people do. That's almost definitional to marriage. Be'ulas ba'al, right? Be'ulas ba'al, a ba'al is a husband, be'ula is bia, you know, it's bila, it is. What I'm claiming is that perhaps kiddushin is more naturally an act of marriage, while kesel and shtar are formal modes of commitment to marriage. Bia is naturally married. And that's why there's one day in the Yerushalmi only for goyim that it happens without das at all. And even for us Jews, the Tosefta needs to emphasize that you need das, and maybe you don't need so much das. You need das, you need to think you're getting married and not doing something else, but maybe a Kotan's das is good enough, or a Thirish's das is good enough. Why? Because this is so natural that you don't need the full commitment that you have with normal das. You just need to know what you're doing on a basic level. And I think that would also tie into, here, Rashi and Nachman on the same side, but there's a fascinating machlokas. The Gemara said the Kiddushin. How do we know there's Kiddushin? Bia? From which two words? Which words?
Ulasbal.
So that's machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says it means in Kiteitse. Tosri Yazakin says, no, he Ulasbal by Avimelech. Fascinatingly, it's a machlokes. It might be that the ulas baal of Jews is a different word than the ulas baal of goyim of Bnei Noach, or it might be the same word as Bnei Noach. Why would we have the same kedushin thing? Noach kesem is not the same. Shtar is not the same. Okay, kesem and shtar are formal rituals. Those different for Jews and Bnei Noach. Maybe bia is really a natural maisa ishus. If bia is a maisa ishus, not a maisa kedushin, already a maisa ishus. Maybe it could even be the same as Bnei Noach. And I think this would have a lot to do with the question of, there's a phrase that appears a few places in Shas. Ein Adam? Osa bilos bilos nos. A person doesn't make his bia a bias nos. Right? A person doesn't like to make his bia a bias nos. Now, this is a big sugya that, if you look at this longer of Henkin, he gets into, he says radical things. You know, this has a lot to do with the famous machlokas between Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe Feinstein back in the days about how about people who got married in a halachically invalid way. Either they had a reform wedding, which was not valid, or some other problem with the technical problem, or they got married in front of a justice of the peace. They got married in a civil court, in a civil courtroom, etc., each of which have their own nuances. Rav Moshe famously said, it's not kedushin, right? If she gets divorced without a get and gets remarried, no problem. She can stay with her second husband. Her kids aren't mamzerim. And Rav Henkin paskin that it is kedushin. And in Europe, so did the Rambam Trevor for totally different reasons, then it is kedushin. And they all deal with that what's the relationship between the church, etc. it's even before the Notabi Huda. The Rishonim deal with this. And he said, you need to keep in mind, according to Rav Henkin, basically anyone whose family wasn't Orthodox for the last few generations, you know, is probably a mom's right now. Because, you know, divorce became more and more and more prevalent. Once upon a time, okay, and you go back long enough and no one got divorced anyway, so who cares? But divorce became very prevalent. Everyone got married, got divorced, got remarried, had kids. Well, those kids are mamzerim according to Rav Henkin. Okay, we paskin like Rav Moshe, therefore we're not for mamzerim. Rav Henkin was, I think, he was clearly the minority. You know, both if you count up historically and in the Lumdus, he is more of a chiddush. He had the Rav Turner on his side, but the Rav Turner was also want to say chiddushim. Bilshon Hamata. But he deals with this, meaning how much da'as do you really need for kiddushei bia?
Your sort of sound very much like the kiddush of Chaim in Yibum B'chaim.
Yes, I'm not going that far. I'm not going that far, but, you know, maybe shvinas shvinas. Anyway, ein also bilos bilos nos. This comes up in two sugyas. Number one is, in later on in Masechus Gittin, if a guy divorces his wife, and then if a guy stam meets a girl in a hotel room, that's like Enochos Nuskidol Mizol. Like, you know, they're announcing the Jesus. You know, but if a guy divorces his wife and then meets up with his ex and sleeps in a hotel room, sometimes exes get back together again. Then we paskin in the end that she needs a get if she doesn't want to stay with him, that we consider them to be married. Because, you know, we assume that they did that via for kiddushin. And likewise, there's a whole sugya in Ksuba stuff, I'm based on in Gimel. What if people get married? This is big in modern day Aguna questions, right? One of the earliest solutions for the modern day Aguna problem. What's the modern day Aguna problem? What Aguna problem is modern and did not exist in the pre-modern era? A husband who divorces his wife and doesn't give her a get. In the pre-modern era, that sentence didn't parse. If the husband divorced his wife, how could he not give her a get? How else was he going to divorce his wife? Mm-hmm. There's no secular divorce. So there was a problem with the husband who didn't want to divorce his wife. But, you know, that's a different, and that's usually more limited. And all of a sudden, in France, they invented a secular state under Napoleon and said, now you have secular marriage and divorce. And now a husband can divorce his wife and not give a get. Could be a problem he doesn't want to give a get. Could be maybe they're just both not so firm and don't really care about giving a get, but we don't want their kids to be on zero for the next marriage, etc. So there was a whole fight, not in the days of Napoleon, but back in France it started, because that was the first secular country. Why don't we just have a t'nai in every kiddushin? Husband says, I'm marrying you, or we kiddushly, I don't remember exactly the details, I'm just making it up at this point. Almanas that I never have a secular divorce without executing a get within 7 days or something like that. Right? Secular divorce without a get. We know they're never married and everyone's judged. And there's a big knockdown, drag out fight. And in the end, that fell because the Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Beis Ayin Gimel, which basically Paskin in the end, if it helps or something, that if a man gets married al Tanai, and then all these Mishnayos of Kiddushin al Tanai, that's only when they just be Kiddushin al Tanai, but each stayed in their parents' house. Once they sleep together, then they're married, whether tonight is time or not. So, Inan also be lost, be lost. Okay, a lot of literature on that. We're not even seeing the tip of the iceberg. But that's the sugya that it's a machlokes, but we paskin makadosh al tnai and boel, meaning nisuin, ein onam osu bilos bilos nos. These shilte giborim there go so far as to say that even if this is a machlokes, even if he repeated at the time of nisuin, even if he repeated the tnai at the time of bina, it doesn't matter. Ein onam osu bilos bilos nos. There's this very strong bias, very strong principle in on most of the loss of us.
We could enter the side, but if the Osa Bilos was not the Makai Bia or not the other Kedushin, then.
So that's a whole Machlok we show them there, but most we show them say Kedushin, yeah, but the whole Machlok is there.
So then how would that play out for if you're the Makai Shabbat, then why can't you know it's my. I can have you tonight, and then you're not making a deal with such a solution.
No, because then we sleep together late. Let's say I'm going to get all tonight, and then I sleep with my wife. Because I don't want to do BS.
Why is it Kiddushin Bia? That's just going to assume.
No, because I don't want to do, because since
you're rejecting your Kiddushin Bia,
right, since that is basically saying if the Kiddushin Bia ends up being bought, I'll do Kiddushin Bia now, so I won't do BS.
Post So what's the condition in the end?
The Bia. If the Tanai is not a sign.
Post the suing of Kiddushin Bia?
Yes. Well, that's what it sounds like. Okay, anyway, both sides. I don't want to belabor the point, but I just want to point out that what's this whole thing of Inon Os Bilos Bilos Nos? And this is the big machlokes, this is where Henkin debates with Rav Moshe. Is it a matter of this? What the Chronin debated earlier, the Ursameach debated it. Is it a matter of firm tight? A person wants to be firm and not to use no sin. And therefore, the umdana is he'll have anything in mind to not do an avera of Zeus. That's one possibility. Or it could be no. It's just that a person naturally connects in a way of Ishos and not in a way of Zeus. People who are in a context of relationship,
think marriage. Not because they want to avoid the Avera, just because they think marriage. Okay, what am I saying here? What I'm trying to say is this. It's a funny lashon. If I put it all together, you can come out with something a little radical. Rav Henkin has three dayos. One of them makes it very radical. A person doesn't make his bia biasnus. What does it sound like? What if the person didn't make anything? What is it? Until you make it something, what is it? It's biasishus. You have to make it a biasnus. It sounds like a person doesn't make his bia tisnus to his natural ishus until he makes it into his nus. It could be that there's a radical difference between kedusha bia and kedusha kesed. Kedusha kesed is only kedusha kesed because you have in mind a certain formal ritual to create kedusha. Kedusha bia is naturally bias ishus. It's naturally bias ishus. Kedusha bia naturally connects people. Certainly, according to this, you know, naturally connects people unless you make it a bias nus. What I'm claiming is that as long as you do it in a way of trying to connect to ishus, as long as you do it in a way of trying to connect with ishus, it is naturally bias ishus, even if you don't have explicit kavanah to make it ishus. Even if you don't have 100% in mind that you want this to be a formal act, even if it's really an informal act, even if it's really a natural act, that's enough to create kedushin with a natural act of bias ishus, even without all the formalities, even without formal das, because she's a Hebrish or a Zakata. Even without being Jewish, because of the one man the Amr Kedushabia of Jews has learned from the same mocker as Kedushabia of Goyim. Even if he didn't, it's not like this guy who, you know, after on the wedding night thinks to himself, well, what if she doesn't do the Tanai and we don't have Kedusha and I don't want to do an Avera, so only have in mind Hindi Mukum Zuma for Kedushabia. No, he just says, well, I don't want to be married. And the assumption is not making it a bias nus. What I'm claiming is that if bia is a more natural act, which doesn't require the same explicitness of das, just requires some natural human feeling of wanting to connect with marriage, then our Gemara makes sense. Hey, Nachnos Bekaspa, Kasef is a formal act. Won't the Rabbanim say, no, you did not. You said that's Moshe Yisrael. We don't approve it. Then naturally, it just becomes matana. They can be formally makia it because you said it initially with havaso, but then you say that's Moshe Yisrael. According to almost all Rishonim, even if you don't literally say that's Moshe Yisrael, that's what every Jew means. And therefore, the makia bia when you said. Right? Look at the Lashon in Harinu Bo'alayek Amnash Yirtza'aba is the Lashon of the Gemara. Forget Amnash Yirtza'aba. Harinu Bo'alayek doesn't mean Harinu Kadeshis. Right? Once you did the Bia, if you did the Bia, we think that there is no other option than the Bia. It's totally Bia Sishas. How is it a Bia Snuff? The Bia Sishas. What do you mean? It's Bia Sishas. You made her a party. You brought her to the house. You know, she wore a white dress. How can you say that is not a Bia Sishas? What I'm claiming is, what am I trying to say, is that kesef is a formal opinion. If the da'as was flawed, then it's not chal. But bia, we know you don't need perfect da'as for kedusha bia. According to Sal, it can be a favorish. According to Rashi, the Rambam, it can be a kavda. According to the Shmuel Yerushalmi, it can even be without that at all for Pei Noah. Right here, this is a natural Maisa Ishus. It's a natural Maisa Ishus. As long as there was basic Das, it's a bias ishos. And you know what? A bias ishos makes kedushin. A bias ishos creates kedushin, whether the Rabbanan like it or not. The Rabbanan cannot say, you did a bias ishos, but that doesn't create kedushin. No. The Rabbanan can say you gave kesef, but it's not kedushin. Kesef was a formal act that you gave kesef, but you only had in mind according to the ways of the Rabbanan don't like. So you really didn't. Formally, you ever write a contract, it can have 3 pages of fine print, and you meant all that by signing the contract. But Kiddushibi is a more natural act. Kiddushibi does require the same level of doctrine, just requires a bia sechus, requires a bia of connecting to someone. How can you say there's no bia sechus? The Chachamim can say, maybe you didn't have full perfect das. But how can you say you didn't do a bia sechus? You did a bia sechus.
Can you compare this to Yevamos, where it's without any das at all, because there already there's an older than that, since they're tied together, it's doing for
that's what Joel was pointing out. I don't want to go that far. That's mamash not a das at all. I would say maybe a faint echo of this, but maybe that makes sense. But Yibam, again, by Yibam, you have to ask, is it by Yibam because it's an act of connection of marriage, or because it's an act of, I call it shame, of procreation? That could be. If be a work by Yibam because the Indian might come a shame, it has nothing to do with this. But if be a work by Yibam because of it's a naturally slipping into a marriage, you know, no one's marrying her. You're just taking the place of the existing marriage. How do you take a place of the existing marriage? Not by doing a formal act. But what I'm claiming is if the mindset has more power by Bia, but Hesed, the mice says nothing. You give her a box of Cracker Jacks. The ring and the Cracker Jacks, I don't know, the whole box of Cracker Jacks. You give her a box of Cracker Jacks, that mice means nothing. It's all the formal way that you frame it and define it. By Bia, the mice is naturally a mice. As long as you're not doing Beres Nos. That's Enonos, Milos, Bios Nos. Naturally, he's doing a Bias Ishos. Unless there's good proof that he's doing a
Biasnus. Okay,
I don't know if I'm speaking for the Rama or not, but what I'm claiming is this, is what's the answer? The answer, that's what Rashi, maybe that's what the appearance means in Rashi, maybe that's what Rashi means. What else could it be? Kesef could be just nothing. Say it's not Kedushin, if it's not Kedushin, it's Matana. This Bia, what is it? It's not Biasnus. You're doing it for Ishus. And if it's Bias Ishus, how can it not be Kona? How could a Bias Ishus not be Kona? That's what we're saying. A Kesef cannot be Kona, right? And that's what am I trying to say? This is not the answer yet. A Maisa Nesinas Kesef could not Kiddushin. But a Maisa of Bias Ishus can't. Not be Kiddushin. A mice of Bias Ishus, what did the Tosefta say? Anything that's Lashem Kiddushin is Komet. Anything that's Lashem Kiddushin is Komet. A mice of Bias Ishus can't be.
What would Rav say about it? Rav didn't call it Getter Princess.
That is all according to. Rav did call it Princess. But first of all, there are 2 days what Rav said. This is only for 1 day. The other day he said Kiddushin is only priestess if you didn't have a gate first. And second, but second of all, you would have to say Rav is just Rav meant it for all generations. Rav is a special chumra that he made in his circumstances, but that's not the ikarat. Anyway, what I'm claiming is that, the reason is because I think we're going to mark, is that Kesef, it's very easy to say that it's a mice of Kesef, but it's not Kedusha. But the Matana. Bias Ishos, you can't say it's a real mice of Bias Ishos and not Kedusha. The only way to make this not Kedusha is going to be, even if Ein Adam Osa Bilos Bilos Nos. Okay, normally in Adam Osa Bilos Bilos Nos, but with the help of the Rabbanim, he can't be Osa Bilos Nos. Shav your Rabbanim Bilos Bilos Nos. The answer is, they didn't say this is a Bias Kedusha which we're invalidating. They said this is Nos. You can become so much power, you have so much power, they can even redefine a Bias Ishus. It's Nos. How so? Any Bia, which is against even the most technical rules of Chachamim, ignoring most of the prayer, that's Nos. That's how much power the Chachamim have. What's the answer? The answer is that, and what does Rashi keep emphasizing? Yesh L'Chachamim Koach L'Kach. Yesh L'Chachamim Koach L'Asos Bias Ishus, Bias Nus. They have power to redefine the Maisa as a Bias Nus. And maybe that was the question. Tame up to Gadosh Bakaskla, they can say it's not Chal. you know, it's not chal water, but the money is matana. Every money, it's matana anyway. Every money is matana, unless you're doing something with it. But what thing you do with the bia? If we're all, what's the other option? What's the other option? It's just a bia that's not mekadesh. What was so hard about the other option? No, the bia is isha. How can it not be mekadesh? You can't technically make a bia isha not be mekadesh. After all, the guy makes a tanaim that doesn't help him not be mekadesh. Now again, Goring Super Saiyan Nala makes exceptions to this. But and we'll get to this when we discuss Rabbeinu Boi Alai Hamanah Shigur Tza'ava. If so, then how does Rabbeinu Boi Alai Hamanah Shigur Tza'ava work? Okay, but the point is, you gave the Chacham so much cost that you said, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing a B'yas Ishas that the Chacham want me to, and I'm doing a B'yas Nus that the Chacham want me to. You gave them power not just to decide whether the Chalos happens or not, but to redefine your Maisa. And maybe that is, again, I can't promise you, because Rashi, Tosfos in Parrot says Rashi doesn't mean Hefker with an Hefker. You could say he means like the Ritva. But I think if you just read what he says, we would say, what's the answer? Chavir Banu Vilas Vilas Nuf. They made it a Vias Nuf. It's a funny kind of answer. excuse me, sorry. It's a funny kind of answer. But here, no, it's a very good kind of answer. Hey, the Kaddish Bekaspa, they don't have to make it a different kind of kesef. They just have to say, you're not married. Kaddish Bebiyamai Yikulamimar, if you do this Kiddush Bebiyamai, Seppa said, shame Kiddush. You do it, a mitzvah that has natural power of connecting people. How could the Rabbanim be Makia this? The answer is they took out the heavy artillery. They weren't just Makia the Kiddush. They made your Bia Inko Bias Nos. It didn't look like a Bias Nos, it didn't smell like a Bias Nos at the time. But because you gave them so much power, they even have the power to say what looked like a bias ishos would really be a snos. Anything which is against the ultimate plans of the chachamim can be defined as a bias snos. And what's the bias snos? Then it's very rare to have a bias snos in a most of the snos in those circumstances. But the chachamim have so much power, they needed a bias snos. Once they made it a bias snos, then that's naturally uproots the condition. Okay. This is, we didn't get to everything I wanted to get to today. Chaim, you don't even have to ask me. We got through number one and not number two. So we'll briefly just tie up our discussion of Shabbat Boston, the Yilos Bilot, of Akira Velik Vishimine next time, Amir Sashem. And then we'll go on in our Gemara on, if you remember, before we got distracted for what turned out to be a month, so too sure. The rest of the Gemara on Daf, I ain't getting along the whole. What? I'll mention it briefly. Yeah, it is very fast. But this only took the iceberg also, as you can imagine.
You're giving the common power to redefine.